Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us, as he does at this time each week, is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. How you doing, Mike?
I am doing well. How are you?
You know, it's Friday night. Can't complain. And before we do this week's show, let me clear up the challenge I left everybody with last time. I said, start with the last name of a well-known Oscar-winning actor. Change one letter, and you can spell a last name found in the title of a 2013 film he starred in. What are the names? If you start with Hanks, you can change one letter and come up with Saving Mr. Banks.
All right, Ian, happy season 9.
Same.
To celebrate the occasion, our questions this week are about a category of things that the seasons of this show are now a part of, groups of 9.
Very meta.
Associated with subjects such as love poetry, epic poetry, dance, and other arts and sciences, Erato, Calliope, and Terpsichore are 3 of the 9 goddesses who inspired writers, scientists, and artists, and are collectively known by what name?
The Muses.
That's right, they are the Muses. And a little bonus fact that probably was somewhere in the back of my mind because trivia and whatnot, the word museum comes from a Latinized version of a Greek word that means a place where the Muses are worshipped.
Just like this show.
Yeah. It's exactly the same. He was created in 1939 by Robert L. May for the department store Montgomery Ward, became the subject of a 1949 hit song by Gene Autry, and is now widely considered the 9th member of a group of 8 that first appeared in the 1823 poem A Visit from St. Nicholas. By what name do we know this 9th group member?
I think you may have taught me this at some point. Is that Rudolph?
It is. It's Rudolph. And in the poem, A Visit from St. Nicholas, 2 of the reindeer are named Dunder and Blixum, and we know them more commonly usually as Donder and Blitzen, and those names come from the German words for thunder and lightning. While technically a spin-off from the main series, a 2019 movie commonly referred to as Hobbs and Shaw, starring Dwayne Johnson and Jason Statham as the title characters, is the 9th movie in what action movie franchise, whose original trilogy ended with a film subtitled Tokyo Drift?
The Fast and the Furious.
Very good. And for all of you out there that are worried, Fast and Furious 9 proper is scheduled for release in May of 2020.
Yeah, this was just kind of a rogue one.
No, that's a Star Wars movie. Who said in 2015... 22 years after her appointment to the group of 9 she is referencing, quote, people ask me sometimes, when do you think it will be enough? When will there be enough women on the court? And my answer is, when there are 9.
That sounds like the notorious RBG.
It is indeed, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And finally, in the original version of the board game Clue, the ballroom comes alphabetically first in a list of the 9 rooms on the game board. What room comes alphabetically second?
Mike, I'm going to take a stab and say billiards.
You're going to take a stab? Yes, the billiard room is correct. Well, Ian is off to a good start this season. He went 9 for 5. How well did you do? Did you ever think you would hear the words Any Questions and Season 9 in the same sentence? Write to us and let us know. quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can surf on over to wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this challenge. Mike?
Start with the phrase 9 muses. Rearrange the letters to spell a 4-letter word and a 2-word phrase, each of which you might see on the entrance to a restroom. What are they?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back for the second show of season 9, this same time next week.
We will see you then.